Well, Weaver Popcorn, which is based in Indiana, has been in business for nearly 100 years. It's the largest bulk popcorn producer in the world, selling under its Pop Weaver brand, as well as co-packing 6 distinct varieties of kernels to serve businesses in more than 90 different countries.
We really want to stay focused on popcorn long term and do it better than anybody else.
And that's Jason Cashman, CEO of Weaver Popcorn Manufacturing. Part of the focus, he says, is navigating the recent downturn of the ag economy.
We came off of 2021, early into 22, of some really steep cost inflation on the input side. As a result of that, prices got really high. I think consumers tolerated that for a couple of years. We started to see some easing finally in 23 and 24 of costs that allowed us to take some pricing down, but it seems like it's ramping back up.
He says the uncertainty over President Trump's tariff strategy is also having an impact on the company.
There's just some slowness, at least across the snack food sector, as all prices are going up and we have some uncertainty around tariff situations and manufacturers trying to adjust for that to keep costs down. I think there's some tightening of the belt and some rationalization of spending in food. And as a result, I think most of our industry peers would say that it's a little more sluggish than we thought it'd be this time of year.
But Cashman says that microwave popcorn did see a huge spike in sales during the pandemic.
When everyone was at home, spending a lot more time at home and eating at home, it reintroduced consumers to the microwave popcorn product, which there was a lot of innovation and quality improvements in microwave popcorn, probably 10 years before that. And so during that time when people were naturally consuming more at home, they were reintroduced to it. So that did drive some growth in the microwave industry that's been sustained. You also had the lull in concession-related products. Movie theaters weren't open. Ball games weren't happening with the same number of spectators. That has really bounced back strongly.
You can hear more from Cashman in the Ag Bioscience podcast. It's part of the Hoosier Ag Today podcast network in the free Hat mobile app and at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.